goes to Dr. Moon, M like Mary, O O N like November, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Dennis Gee. It's G E E, date of birth 3/7/1943. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow up for Mr. Gee with stage 4 to 5 chronic kidney disease with biopsy proven diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was December 17th of 2024. He continues to experience fatigue and shortness of breath. And he does take naps periodically. He has been getting lab studies done monthly. And recently, blood pressure has been running higher than it had before, 150 range systolic. And so he's been started on hydralazine. It's 75 milligrams 3 times a day currently. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, but he notices that he can't actually hear the fistula when he lays on his left side anymore, and that's been for a few weeks, he thinks. No chest pain or palpitations, chronic dyspnea on exertion, occasionally some at rest, no recent cough, sputum production, or wheezing. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medications, he's on torsemide. He's 30 milligrams daily. Calcium acetate is 667 milligrams, 2 capsules with each large meal, so 2 with lunch, 2 with dinner. Sodium bicarbonate is 650 milligrams 3 times a day. Diltiazem, 240 milligrams daily. Spiriva inhaler, allopurinol, Zocor, a Wixela inhaler, Miralax as needed, and the hydralazine. Physical exam, weight is 201 pounds. That's a 4-pound decrease over the last 4 months. Pulse is 68, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/50. And the left upper extremity AV fistula has no thrill and actually feels clotted to me. I can feel a pulse, but it's simply a pulse, and there's no bruit also. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart regular. No ascites and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 4th, 2025. Creatinine is 5.55. The GFR is 10. That's slightly higher than previous levels of 4.71, 4.68. Albumin is 4.5. Calcium, 8.9. Sodium, 140. Potassium, 5.2. Carbon dioxide is 15. Phosphorus is 4.4, hemoglobin 10.6, hematocrit 33.7, normal white count, normal platelets. I also want to mention that he does have a peritoneal catheter in place that would need to be moved if he will need to start dialysis, but he will probably need to do hemodialysis first, have the catheter repositioned, and then have training done. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 5, chronic kidney disease without symptoms of uremia, but now we have a fistula without a thrill or bruit. He will be going over to Dr. Bonacci's office directly after this appointment today to see if he can get an appointment for evaluation as quickly as possible. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, metabolic acidosis on maximum dose of sodium bicarb. We will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 to 2 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.